I got a better idea. Why don't I call someone whose job it is to fix it? You know why? Because when I need a job done, I get someone with a job to do that job!
What are you saying?
Welcome to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I am your host, CJ Squillian. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and career fluid.
Hello, my name is Pave as in pavement. My gender pronouns are concrete because I'm rock hard, and I really love Panda Express.
I'm Andre. My pronouns are that nigga.
Fuck, dude, you sound so loud. God, hold up. Jesus Christ, did you raise the gain up, you asshole? I told you not to.
I haven't touched my mic at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it still loud?
No, it's good now. What the fuck was that? Gotta fix your shit, Andre.
So do I start over?
just
keep
did
on.
Did you
just
introduce
keep on.
Yourself? I was going and yelling at my dogs.
All right.
I wasn't here.
Just cut all this out.
We're keeping this.
Oh, okay.
You're Andre, yes?
Yeah, are you done? Okay.
I'm done.
I'm Andre. My pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as a berry lemonade sunkissed.
You know I'm just gonna remove that, right? And just keep the other one where you fucked up?
What do you mean where I fucked up? You mean where I was interrupted by both of you?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
no one fuck up, little bro.
Actually, berry... Okay, hold up. First of all, I've never heard of this. Berry lemonade sunkissed.
That shit will change
your
life.
Did you have it recently? What the fuck? Yeah, I've never seen this before.
You never seen the blue Sunkist?
It's like bright blue. How you cannot miss it. It looks like Windex.
That's crazy.
Well, is it new?
No.
It's been for like a while.
I haven't drank soda in a while. Or I haven't bought soda anywhere. Like at a store.
That's good.
I see it's at Walmart. Is that where you've seen it?
Yeah. In like the gas station.
Oh. No, yeah, this is completely new to me. It bangs?
Shit, bust, bro. Bust in your mouth.
Didn't you almost get fired because you stole one of those?
No. It was actually Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Tell the story right now.
I was shoplifting on the clock. And I thought they caught me. But they were talking about someone else with the same name as me. So it made me really paranoid.
Do you just as a joke, do you take drinks without paying for them?
No, not as a joke.
Oh, just seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you're not a pussy.
I used to like steal shit.
Thank you.
In my break room, because they had like a little convenience store and you could pay with like your card or Apple Pay, some shit like that. I would like go to the chocolate bars and I would like sneakily grab two and just pay for one.
That's such a pave thing to do.
Yeah, so I had like.
Why don't you just put it in your pocket, man?
Let it.
They
melt
had cameras.
In there.
Yeah, I had to make it look like I was a decent citizen.
Mm.
I did that for like years.
That was at the warehouse job.
Yeah, that was my warehouse job.
Wow, they had a little grocery store in there. You should have lived there.
I know it would have been great, but all they have is like, I mean, the foods are not that bad. The frozen foods, at least, like they had salads and sandwiches, and they had the chips. They had like a fucking bunch of assortment of chips. Like that fucking warehouse went bankrupt, and I wonder why they spent too much money on fucking
gourmet food. Slaves.
Yeah, because they actually cared, I guess.
I'm still like starstruck about this Sunkissed berry lemonade. The only like Sunkissed that I've like actually like paid attention to is the orange one, like orange Sunkissed. Like, see, this is the only one that I see in stores. It's the only one that stands out to me. I don't know if it's because I'm a beaner and they have this at all the parties, but orange soda's overrated. I don't like orange soda. So
I mean,
I fuck with the berry lemonade Sunkissed.
I like having Fanta in Mexico. Their orange soda is really nice.
Do they make it different?
Yeah, they use like real sugar. I heard that they don't anymore, but still, like, you get, like, the glass bottle, like, Fanta or whatever soda tastes better over there.
Yeah. Like, a hard agree. I wonder what they put in there. Maybe, like, crack or something, because...
They put the meth in there?
Yeah. Because ever since, like, I've had it, I keep needing it. Like, it's really bad, CJ. Like, I will go through great lengths to get a glass Fanta that's specifically orange. I've almost gone bankrupt.
The only, like, orange soda that I'll actively crave is the Jarritos. The glass ones from Mexico, like, I'll crave those. Jarritos are so fucking good, bro.
Yeah, those are good. Especially at, like, a Mexican restaurant.
Uh-huh. Jesus Andre, you Christ. Know what a Jarrito is?
Yeah. Bro, that shit gas.
They're so fucking good, bro. The pineapple one. Pineapple yes, soda sir. Bangs, okay? I think pineapple soda is way better than orange soda. Underrated for sure. And they have, like, the red one, like, strawberry. I think that one is good as fuck, too.
Oh, I fucking love the strawberry one so much.
Dude. Yeah, the grapefruit one.
The grapefruit one?
Of course you would get that one, you little monkey.
Shit bang, too.
Grapefruit isn't even good a monkey one, nigga. Fucking... It's not even a monkey, like, flavor. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought said grape. Like, grape. Like, grape soda. Because, you know, black people grape love grape soda. Oh.
Yeah, grapefruit. Well, it still has grape in the name, so I guess that like, half counts.
Yeah. You know, it feels so nice to finally talk without being interrupted by a woman. You know? On our own fucking show.
Oh, that's so true. So what did we talk about last week?
Last week we talked about the best qualities of a woman.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, what was it?
Things women are good at.
Oh.
So, like, you were on the right track, but maybe if you paid more attention when you were editing, Pave,
yeah,
you would know.
Or maybe if I even started editing in general.
Oh, you faggot, you still haven't started.
No, I had a long week. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. What won last week? I'll give you guys a hint. It's on the
taking the money spreadsheet. And time from innocent men.
Oh, wow. Yeah, good job. I heard you had something you wanted to say about our guest last week. Did I book a good one?
Dude, holy shit. I thought it was like a myth that women she was just a yapper. Like, she just kept going on and on and on and on. I'm surprised that, like, talking nonsense wasn't on the list, you know?
Yeah, I think I kind of fucked up by not including that. I realized afterwards that I should have put that on there for sure. At bare minimum, like, yapping, something
and then,
like
and
that.
Then she, like, just talks about this one fucking, like, this one actress. I don't even know who the fuck this person is, you know? It's like...
Yeah, I didn't know either. She made me watch her YouTube channel before... Like, we had her on.
Did she make you subscribe as well?
I didn't subscribe. Did she make you subscribe?
Yeah.
Did you talk to her afterwards like you talked with Vegeta or no?
I didn't, no.
I'm sure that she's going to love to hear that.
Hear what?
that you went and talked to Mike, but not her.
Dude, why would I talk to her? I was talking to Mike because he's, you know... an actual funny person.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I think she's coming back on to defend herself because you're going in on her, bro.
I'm not even trying. I'm just last week. Because I would get interrupted by her, you bitch. Like, what are you talking about? Anytime I would try and say something, it would just go overshadowed by her. I'm gonna put a counter when I edit the fucking podcast. When counter? I actually, yeah, how many
no,
times?
No, please don't. That's gonna be more annoying than her.
No, okay, I'll just count it, and then at the end, I'll just edit and say how many times.
Oh, yeah, like, in the part where we're gonna have to cut it out, just put it in there somewhere, and be like, in this episode, Nugget interrupted me 276 times.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
And dude, I haven't even started editing, I'm dreading it, because I'm just gonna have to hear her voice for, like, hours, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry. I knew that was going to happen to. I specifically told her that I wanted her ADHD self. So you guys are welcome.
God. Is that who represents me? Like,
funny.
Yeah, and then fucking Andre had to leave like midway through again. Like, oh, what a surprise.
He actually didn't have to leave. He texted me when he left saying he just couldn't take her anymore.
Wait, so yo, slander. This is slander.
Okay. I was lying, but you could have played along with it, asshole.
You know, that's so funny that you mentioned that because when when I came back to the computer like 5 minutes later after recording, I just see him in the other Discord playing, you know?
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah, when I got home, yeah. You fucking MODOK. Doi!
This is why you suck at improv, RJ. Why don't you play along with these things?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
That
fucking
was a
boring
aggressive.
Alien motherfucker. Be a little bit more interesting, man. Fucking wave your fingers. Go ET, go home.
You know what? I can respect his honesty. At least he's not a liar like us.
We were talking.
Pave our professional cappers.
Yeah, we were talking about Aqua Teen Hunger Force before we started recording, and I don't know. I think Andre would be like Carl, to be honest, that fat guy
Carl?
From New Jersey.
Bro, you have the same head as him. If you were able to grow facial hair, you'd have the same mustache too.
Low key, yeah.
Oh my god.
I know you see it.
Bro, I haven't
nice
seen
projection.
This show in forever. I remember that my dad would watch this show before bed when I was like 4 years old because it was always on at like 10 p.m. or whatever. And that's the only memories I have of this show.
He was fucking with that show.
That show.
It's kind of retarded sometimes.
You said what?
I said it's kind of retarded sometimes. But like, to be honest, like the earlier seasons were much better. The only
it fell
reason.
Off.
What?
The
oh,
show,
the show.
It
yeah.
Fell off.
I thought you were gonna say your mic fell. Yeah. They keep making it because it's so damn cheap to make, and it,
holy
you can
shit.
Obviously tell.
Holy shit. I just found fan art.
Fan art?
That is our show except for one person. Look in the Discord chat. Did it send? Oh, hold up. It's sending. But it's literally you and Andre.
What the shit?
Oh my god.
I'm not in there, but see, we need some art like that.
Is that fun?
See, this is proof we live in a simulation. It's the exact order of character we said, too. And this meatwad happens to be a fucking big-headed ginger fuck.
Hold up. Let me...
You wish you had skin tone, Andre. You wish you did.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of art.
Looks just like
here
me.
That does
that
not
would
look
represent
anything like
us.
You. Where's that
like,
one video of Evil Boo?
I think this one would be closer to us, maybe. But,
yeah,
like, I don't know,
short.
It's like some subtle changes. Just make Pave's head 10 times the size.
Make
me
make
shorter.
Him
give
make
black
master,
hair.
Yeah, just like put my head on that body and then put
mm-hmm.
your head on the shorter one. Switch it around
yeah.
and then make my head like 10 times bigger.
Yeah.
That would be
and then generous. and then for Andre, you make him like a little bit more skinnier, give him a pot belly, also give him like gray skin.
I have a fucking pot belly.
Yo, where are these pot belly accusations coming from? Niggas think I'm Seth. I am not Seth.
Okay, then send me a picture. Belly. Send me a picture.
Okay, I will.
Are we exchanging nudes right now? Are we exchanging nudes? I've got some good ones.
Sure.
But,
you'd
love to see them?
Yeah.
Okay, you first, faggot.
Nah, don't do that, damn. You first.
Oh, okay. No,
You might scam me.
You have to prove that you don't have a fucking pot belly. We need to see your abs. It's been a while since we've seen Andre's abs.
Alright.
You guys see my abs, like, every week.
Like, against our free will, but go ahead.
Yeah, you're welcome, by the way. It's my, what's that called? Why am I so retarded when we record this show? I always forget words that I use, like, every day. It's my validation.
It's
how
almost
I get my
like,
validation.
Okay. It's almost like
forcing
you get, like, fright. Like, microphone fright or, like, recording fright. Like, you're scared.
Maybe that is because I want to make a good show. And I just, like, can't help myself.
As but a dedicated like, man would act.
Yeah. Forcing people to see my body, my naked body against their will, like, gives me validation.
But what if it's, like, people not fucking with it? Why would you not fuck with it? I don't know. What if I'm a weirdo and don't fuck with it?
Then I would work out harder until they fuck with it. Unless they're into, like, BBMs, like, big, beautiful men. Then, like I can't.
I know one gay femboy that loves fat men.
Like, see, I was thinking about this literally yesterday, no homo. But if I was gay, I don't think I would be into twinks. I think I would be into big, burly men, but, like, muscular. Like.
Oh, so you're just gay.
Like Sam Sulek?
Yeah, like Sam Sulek. Like, I'd probably be into that. Not, like, bears. Or twinks.
You're just not tapped in.
I'm not tapped in. Yeah, see, that's how you know that I'm not gay. Because that's the type of gay dude I'd be into.
I don't know how to feel about that statement.
It's real.
How real is it?
Okay. Think about it, bro. I'm not into what gay men are into. That proves that I'm straight. Because gay men are always like, oh, he's my bear. Or, oh, he's a little bear cub. Or, oh, he's a little twink boy. No gay men is out there jerking off to Thor. They're all jerking off to, like,
I can guarantee you that they are, man. Are you fucking stupid?
No, crazy. That's not. Then how come I never see that? How come I never see it?
You are it. What are you talking about?
I am the one who, like, jerks off to it, or I'm the one getting jerked off to?
Both.
Both.
Moving on. Straight, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you hate this week, CJ?
Oh, fuck. We have that whole thing to go through, and we're already 20 minutes in. What do I hate this week?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you kind of touched on it earlier when you were talking about hating Nugget. But I think I hate women. They just yap too much. We're not in Women Appreciation Month anymore or whatever it is, so I could say that freely now. Yeah, they kind of just yap and make everything about themselves. So that's what I hate.
I don't know. I have a strange feeling. I feel like Nugget wants to low-key rape you.
Low-key rape me?
Yeah.
Why? Like,
I don't know.
That?
I don't know. Well, when...
What's your reasoning?
Yeah.
Is this abiding it?
I don't know. I'm just speaking shit.
I mean,
I can't even go with it.
Hypothetically, if she were to rape me, I'm not going to finish that statement.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Shooter,
I mean,
maybe.
I mean, I'm just gonna say the only thing I'm gonna say. Who wouldn't want to rape me? That's what I was gonna say.
I know, like, so, I've already done it.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What? Okay.
I slept over at your house that one time, and I woke up real sore the next day.
Yeah, you did.
So you're gonna have to tell me what happened while I was sleeping.
I bet shitting like a few months after that was really easy. But anyways,
we can ignore that. I'm not going to be victimized on my own show.
You know what, Andre, what do you hate this week?
I hate the meth tweaker that made me uncomfortable today.
What happened?
So, I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
They had me shopping for orders today.
Okay.
You know, I never do that. And I was in the chip aisle. There's some fucking tweaker and her boyfriend just like zombie walking near me. I felt they were speaking in some kind of tongue. I recognize a couple words in English, but like it was kind of gibberish. I don't know if she had like a speech impediment or something. And they smelled really bad.
And it made you really uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was kind of like real life zombie. And it made me really
I'm sorry that you had to deal with that.
Alright. Wasn't no, but... too bad of an experience. That'll, like, give you trauma.
If it came down, would y'all fight a crackhead?
Yes.
Would I fight a crackhead?
Yeah. Like, I'd say, like, I one of the worser ones.
I want to say fuck no, because they don't feel pain.
That, and they're, but, like, disgusting. They're, like, so filled with a bunch of fucking germs and viruses, yeah, you wouldn't wanna diseases. Touch them. I wouldn't want to touch them.
I still want to run the thing.
You still want to run the... Andre, think about it logically.
Okay.
They literally do not feel pain.
I don't either.
There is no situation where...
You don't either.
There is no situation where you're able to defeat it. They will bite you. Will you take a bite out of them?
If it comes down to it. Shit, if they want to be feral, I'll be feral too. I'll master energy.
Yeah, you're going to bite into them in a bunch of HIVs.
Give them rabies. I'm going to be the one giving them rabies.
Not oh, yeah, because you have around. Gonorrhea.
Yeah, you have gonorrhea. You'd give them gonorrhea. But if they have gonorrhea too, would it cancel it out? Or would you get double gonorrhea? Like super gonorrhea?
I think it should cancel out if the math checks.
Oh, okay. We'll have to ask Sosa, because he claims that he doesn't have gonorrhea anymore because he gave it to you.
Yeah.
That's how it's kind of
like the cheese touch.
Yeah, so we'll see what he has to say about it on Street Speak. He still hasn't sent me the episodes, by the way.
He still hasn't?
Yeah.
What is it, like 3 or 4?
Yeah.
I was on a road trip, right? And I was, like, listening back. I was like, you know what? I'll give Street Speak, like, a chance.
You're a dickhead. You weren't supporting us before that. Fuck you.
I don't really listen to podcasts unless I'm editing them, but...
Okay.
Well, I was listening back to it. It's all right. And I was...
thanks.
I was wondering, where the fuck is my episode at? Where's my guest appearance? And then I was like, wait, didn't they literally record like a few ones not too long ago? Why haven't they uploaded those ones yet?
Yeah, I'm not going to blame anybody, but I know that Sosa's going to pin it on me and it's not my fault.
You're not going to blame anybody?
Yeah, I'm not blaming anybody.
Well, if it's like my doing, then you'd blame me. But since, you know, Sosa...
Well, yeah, but that's because you're paid.
But since it's Sosa, he gets a pass?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Pave, be honest with me.
Go ahead.
Would you try to pin anything on him?
You know what? That's right.
He's crazy.
Yeah. He is the crackhead.
He might rob
me. So he gets a pass for whatever he wants to do. Maybe if you had more like crackhead serial killer energy, we wouldn't bully you so hard.
Sorry that I care.
Like, I'm probably the tiniest one of the group, but people don't fuck with me just because they know that I'm a serial killer.
Well, yeah, and you have, like, a good assortment of guns.
Like, I remember when we were in, 9th grade. So, you guys remember how, Matthew used to give me a ride home from school? Like, his dad would give us a ride home?
I didn't remember that.
Well, we would go home together because we live, like, right next to each other, like our neighborhoods were right across from each other, so his dad would drop me off.
Yeah.
So, and do you remember how hated Matthew was by every person in that school?
Dude, yep. Like, I don't understand. That was the that was so silly thinking back to it, how hated he was by literally every single person.
Yeah. So a little bit of Matthew lore for you people out there.
Yeah, it's if you meet him, you'll understand, but
yeah, but so apparently Santoyo wanted to jump. I think Santoyo and Fred wanted to jump Matthew? Mr. Oye some shoot. Or Matthew, yeah, my bad.
You said it 3 times, you fuck.
Well, it's a good thing you're a really good editor.
It is. Yeah, I'm very talented. I can raise up gains, lower gains.
You could raise and lower gains. That's so...
We have not been recording for 2 minutes.
But, anyway, so Matthew was going to get beat up. And they told me... fucking Santoyo told me the only reason they didn't jump him is because they were scared of me. They said... And I was like, what? What are you talking about? He's like... nigga, you're crazy. You're gonna stab us or some shit.
That's crazy.
Those are, like, the real people that you have to be afraid of is, like, they don't care. They don't give a shit. They will literally kill you if, like, they want to, you know?
Yeah, so... Well, Matthew's probably gonna listen to this now, and I just exposed Sansoya, and I'm gonna cause drama, but... You're welcome, Matthew. I saved you from getting murdered.
Well, that is to say he even listens to the podcast.
Yeah, true.
Because, like, but, I highly doubt anyone else in our friend group listens.
Yeah, the sole reason that he didn't get his ass beat was because of me.
You just existed, and that was it, I guess.
Oh, God.
You're like a guardian chance. Angel.
A guardian angel for the worst person on the planet.
Yeah. you're the reason why, like, he's even friend. Wait, hold up.
He's in our group.
No, that's the only reason why he's friends with you is because he wants protection.
Oh yeah. Well, that's okay. It's like a symbiotic relationship, like a parasitic relationship. He latches onto me. He gives me someone to talk to when I'm bored, and I give him protection.
The win-win.
Yeah.
You remember when that nigga used to take his sandwich, take the meat out, and just throw it at people at our lunch table?
Yeah, I remember that. He threw it at his girlfriend. That was his love language.
That is crazy.
He threw it at his girlfriend's face,
yeah.
Well, how big was the piece of ham?
Like, just normal sandwich ham.
Okay.
Like a circle.
His mom would pack him that sandwich every day for him to just throw it at people.
I don't know why he wouldn't just say, hey, mom, I don't want my ham in my sandwich.
Oh, God.
That guy is fucking stupid.
Sure, give it to me.
The thing is, maybe he could have used the protein. Like, do you know? You know, I've been sandwich meat maxing because it has really good protein in it.
Sandwich meat maxing?
Yeah.
What have you been eating?
Like every day I'll eat an egg sandwich. Like it'll be like two pieces of bread, two eggs, two like little circle things of turkey sausage.
Ooh.
And then I'll throw like three pieces of ham or like turkey, like sandwich meat on there because it's like 80 calories and it has like 10 grams of protein, which is insane.
And you wonder why you shit a lot.
Oh yeah. And then on top of that, I'll throw salsa on there.
Mexican.
You make me hungry.
My bad. I'm sorry. But dude, I'm getting fucking tired of that. I eat it every day.
You eat it every day?
Like, almost every day, yeah.
Holy shit, that sounds amazing.
You'd get tired of it pretty
Fuck no, quickly. I wouldn't.
Well, start making it and we'll see. Eat it for a week straight and then tell me how you feel next week.
Okay. How I feel next week. Yeah, supersize me.
Supersize. Bro, I should be way fucking fatter than I am. I eat so much.
It's because of the gym.
Yeah, for sure. But... speaking of eating food that would make people fat, let's get into this week's topic.
Yes.
Piv, it's to my understanding that you've been a bit on the struggling side.
Yeah, I'm jobless.
Yeah, you're jobless. That's about it.
Yeah.
But I understand completely. You want to kill yourself because you can't live the Matthew lifestyle. Am I
correct? It's like so tiring doing nothing all day. It's so tiring doing nothing. You know, I can't get tired of it. It's like I have dread waking up and eating breakfast in the morning.
You get a side and then, between Fortnite and breakfast when you wake up.
And then, like, sometimes I go to the gym, sometimes I run. And then I'm just like, while I'm running, I would see construction people, and I'm just like, damn, fucking Mexicans. And then I, you know, it's maybe a little hateful because I don't like them. They do a lot of noise, and then they, like, interrupt my path sometimes, and then I would have to go back and then fucking start all over again, and my fucking miles are ruined.
If you see Mexicans,
yeah,
I think that's pretty reasonable.
I've been delivering food. It's it's all right. It's good money. Some guy gave me $5 in cash yesterday.
Oh, I should start doing that again.
Yeah, it was pretty good. He like had his instructions, and I thought he was a black person. with the way he was typing. He was like, yo, no cap, I'm over to your apartment. If you like, I got cash for tips. Don't worry, I'm not cheap. I don't slip up.
Okay, and then so I was like, straight up talking like a
So I walk up to his apartment, I knock, and I see, like, the first thing I see is a poker table. It's a pretty cool poker table. So I knock, comes in this fucking skinny ass white dude with a perm on, gray jacket, looks at me, smiles, and says, hey, is that for me? I give it to him. And then I was like, thanks. He's like, thank you. Thank you. You have a great night. Kind of bamboozled me for the entire night. Then I delivered to a fucking hospital.
What they ordered?
They ordered fucking Pollo Loco.
Was it a big order?
Not really. It was like a three-piece plate. And I had to fucking, like, take it to the delivery and labor and delivery room.
Oh.
But I couldn't go through because, like, you know, that's illegal. And I had called them. I was like, okay, I'm here at the third floor. Can you get your food, please? She went through the wrong door and, like, all the alarms just started going off.
What the fuck?
And then, like, she just kind of was starstruck. She's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh, bitch gave me, like, a $3 tip, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You sound miserable. We need to find you a new job expeditiously.
Yes, please.
So, this week, from bottom to top, we have Carl's Jr. Cashier, Traveling Circus Member, Gears of War Character, Lumberjack, Chuck E. Cheese, Chef at Panda Express, Rapper, Priest, Voice Actor, and at the top, right now, we have Podcast Editor Unpaid. And then for the attributes, up across the top, Speech, Intellect, Reading, Math, Cringe, Pavulment, $$$$, Nigga Tree, Furry Vision, Gingerness, Girlfriend Approval, Wah, Too Hard, Frowny Face, Education, Artism, and Unemployment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's all reasonable. Why a priest and a rapper? When have I ever rapped before?
Remember the other week when we opened with a rap and you went 30 on 30 on 30?
Oh, yeah. That was it?
Yeah, I saw, like, potential there. And for the priest, I pictured you in, like, that priest outfit where they're wearing, like, the black with the white collar, and I thought you looked really funny.
You thought I looked really funny?
Yeah. So that was my logic for putting that up there.
What the fuck?
What about Gears of War character? Why is that on there?
Because I feel like if he went to the gym nonstop, he would be built like one of them.
They do have pretty big heads, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Have you ever even played that game, like, competitively, ever?
No.
Fucking dorks on that game.
Yeah.
But did you have a question about anything else, like
why a certain is type Carl's of cashier? Jr. Cashier there.
Oh, why not? Because I went to Carl's Jr. earlier, and I feel like you'd fit right in there.
Like, I'd fit right in there.
Yeah.
I don't even like Carl's Jr.
I don't think anybody does.
You literally went to Carl's Jr., so obviously you.
Yeah, and I regretted it, and I'm not going again because I spent $30 on 4 breakfast burritos and 2
$30?
$30? Yes. What?
Yes, so fuck Carl's Jr., I'm sticking with McDonald's next time.
Yeah, why the fuck do you not go to McDonald's for breakfast? That's the easiest, cheapest thing you can get. It's fucking like Carl's Jr. pays like $7 for 1 breakfast burger. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought it was going to be cheaper, which is why I went there, but I guess not. I should have realized that since nobody goes there, it was going to be expensive, like, to compensate for the lack of orders.
Why voice actor?
Because you say you want to be a voice actor.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know if I'd be able to do it now, you know, with this. Something like if I blow up and then they find this.
Nobody's going to find this. We have 5 listeners.
As of now.
I'm still trying to get famous. Like, this isn't going to stop me. If anything, we'll just have to worry about Nugget exposing what I look like. Oh, and that's the other thing. Nobody even knows what you look like.
Yeah, but they all know what I sound like, unless I do voices like Brooklyn.
Chinese. Do your fucking jackass guy. What's his name?
Get it.
Yeah, see, like, you could just do that, be an impersonator of him online.
I'd probably get sued by him, but I'd call his bank and, like, use his voice to try and get his information.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would be so smart of you.
And then that's how I get my money.
Yeah. Do we have any questions about any of the attributes up at the top?
Nah.
Furry vision? What the hell is that?
That's how much I can picture a furry doing that job.
Oh, okay. Wah, too hard.
Yeah, that's how likely you are to call me complaining after you start working that it's too hard.
I don't think I've ever complained once about work.
This old guy wants to fight me at work.
Dude, that guy pissed me off.
Oh. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, he was a pussy afterwards, but...
You don't know what artism is?
Art, like, art?
That's how likely you would be able to... Or that's how, like, well you'd be able to express yourself out artistically at that job.
Okay.
And then unemployment is how likely you are to go back onto unemployment after you try that job out.
All right. Self-explanatory.
Oh, I forgot to ask you.
What?
Yeah, girlfriend approval. We might actually need your girlfriend for that to see how much she approves of these jobs.
I know her very well. I think I could choose that for her. Or you think
the list is accurate?
I think the list is accurate, yeah. I'll let you know what she'd probably like and not like.
I don't know. I was really curious what she would think about you being Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, why wouldn't she fuck with that?
Oh, I'm Chuck E. Cheese? I thought I was just working at it.
No, nah, like you are
I'm the Chuck... Yeah. I think I'm too tall for that. Chuck E. has usually short. Like, but yours, like... that's like perfect for you, sir.
Oops, CJ. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can, like, raise up your sleeves and show off your buff arms to the kids, and they all just start crying.
But and I have just, tattoos.
And then you take off your shirt, and then you just show them your back.
Then go to jail for molesting, for, like...
endangering kids. In front
of children, yeah.
And they make a documentary about you.
A documentary. The case is gonna get that huge.
I think so.
They'd be like, this buff, sexy man was showing off to the moms at Chuck E. Cheese and got arrested because it was sadly in front of children.
I feel like you'd kill kids at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, hang on. I just got like my first like on Bumble in like 2 months.
I can hear you kicking your feet. Ugly.
Yeah, you could hear me kicking my feet.
Yeah.
Hooray! Hooray! No, the thing about Bumble is that, sadly, I think all the ugly bitches kind of go on Bumble.
Well, how does she look like?
Well, they're on all the apps, brother. Brace yourself.
No, like, the thing is, hold up. Let me go to my email, because sometimes it'll say the name of the person in, like, the email notification. Which I didn't turn on, by the way. They do that automatically. But, okay, no, I didn't get an email. But, no, I think, I've said this before to Arthur. I think Bumble has the ugly bitches, right?
Yeah.
Tinder has, like, the, like, hoe bitches, but they're hot. Yeah. And then, like, Hinge has, like... Hinge, you gotta look for the bad bitches, right? Because here's what happened. When I first downloaded Hinge, I kept hearing how it was the best app. And then I get on there, and I got like fucking 30 no swipes in a row. I don't like being mean. I don't like calling people ugly, but they were not good looking. And then I realized I could go into the settings and change my preference. I changed my preference to like... Christian girls, like white girls, Hispanic girls, and like conservative girls. All the ugly bitches disappeared immediately, bro. So now I get mostly baddies on Hinge. Every once in a while I'll get on a streak where there's a couple ugly ones, but Hinge is working out all right, I think, as far as like I'm not getting matches, but
I was about to say, like, are you upset
that of ugly bitches?
I'm yeah, like,
because like with Bumble, it's just straight ugly bitches.
I was trying to say, like, you're complaining all this much. I'm like, are you getting matches with these like hot people?
When I do, they don't text back, so I don't know what that's about.
I think maybe you shouldn't like introduce yourself and then send him your podcast immediately. That's just me though.
But they have to get to know who I am.
Well, yeah, but they probably shouldn't know this side of you. You know, I was at a party this week, and I was with my, you know, my group, autistics, and we were partying. It was nice. And then one of my girlfriend's friends comes up to me and is like, you know, I usually hate like a bunch of guys because they're just like all racist, sexist, and like misogynistic, but you're really nice. No. And I was like, you know, I kind of felt like a superhero at that moment. And they were like talking about like
your alter ego.
Yeah, that's like my alter ego. I felt like I was the shit, you know. I was like, yeah, that's just me. You know, I can't stand assholes, can't stand douchebags.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I hate douchebags so much.
Yeah, we are douchebags.
Yeah, that's like when I would talk to girls and they would be like, you're so different from the other guys.
Like, I just know how to fucking not show it.
Like, oh yeah, of course. I hate other guys. I would never.
What the fucking shit was that?
Sorry, that's my evil laugh.
Ew, what, that was your evil laugh?
That was not good.
Yeah, you're fucking scaring off the hoe, CJ.
That's all I do, apparently.
Dude, if Nugget was here, then dude, she would not like this.
Professional host.
You said she wanted to rape me.
I just have that rape meter. Like, I can tell when someone's a rapist. You're not a rapist. You're more likely to be raped than be a rapist, to be honest, CJ.
You think so?
Andre, you are definitely a rapist.
I could see that.
Fair enough.
Like, whenever a girl gets raped by Andre, it's like getting probed by an alien.
Yeah. Put my long finger in her eye.
You're so gross.
My finger starts lighting glowing. Up and gets warm. How does that feel?
Do you tickle it?
Turn into a fucking rose toy.
It lights up.
Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Like fucking ET, bro. Oh my god.
I've never seen that movie. Does that nigga talk?
Like at the very... Actually, I can't remember.
He says a couple words.
Yeah, he does say a couple words, but I can't remember like how many like words he says throughout the movie. I just remember being terrified of that motherfucker. Like, if I was that kid, I would have killed that thing with a hammer. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God. With a sledgehammer.
The sledgehammer.
It's literally you. I don't know why you're being so fucking mean about it, Andre.
Yeah. You seen that
Maybe
fucking,
I just hate
like,
my own kind.
No, you literally looked like that. You've seen Loiter Squad, right? With Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
You seen that one where they were interrogating E.T. and they just ended up killing him?
Yeah.
You look just like that alien.
Oh, I don't. You know what? I don't appreciate this.
Okay, we'll leave.
That's
you
going out. Too far.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Might have to write a twit longer about you.
Twit longer?
Been putting up with too much bullshit from Pave and Pavement.
I'm sorry. We could go back to bullying him about not having a job.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Is there any... So, since this list is about you, Pave, is there any numbers that you think are inaccurate?
You know what? I would like to go for voice actor for reading. Why is it only out of 10? That'd be my entire job. Voice actor.
Voice actor for reading. Because, like, yeah, it's maxed out. But, like, all you're doing is reading, like, other people's work. Like, you would never have to read your own.
But what's to say I can't also do voice acting in, like, Spanish? I would have to read in Spanish as well.
Oh, reading. So, you wouldn't only have to read
English.
Like, in English, you would be reading, like, multiple languages. That's a good point.
And maybe like, if I want to, like, do... If I want to play an Asian guy or something, I have to learn a little bit of Chinese, you know?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, don't show away.
Shut the fuck up.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. And the money? Nah, that's pretty accurate. Voice actors don't get paid a lot. Unless you're like some big names.
Yeah,
like Hollywood cartoon movie.
Yeah, I don't know, because like Roger Craig Smith, he's like one of those voice actors, but I've seen
the fact that you know like any voice actor's name amazes me.
Roger Craig Smith was Sonic. He's also in Regular Show.
You're so autistic.
He's also in Regular Show. He was also in Dying Light,
Apex Legends. What'd you say his name was?
Roger Craig Smith. I know his name because I met him. So, like, when I went to a convention, I met, like, him. That's how I just remember him. Smith.
He's a good-looking dude. Oh, my God, he's 5'6". He's a hero.
He's 5'6"?
He's a hero, yep.
Who did he voice in Regular Show?
He voiced Thomas.
Oh, he voiced Thomas.
And then he also did, like, a bunch of other voices. Like, remember that episode in Regular Show when they had to fight the Hammer? And they got Jimmy. Jimmy! Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy. But, yeah, he played that guy, too. And I think a bunch of other stuff for Regular Show.
Okay. He's and noted.
I don't know, like, how much he would get paid, so... Because he does a lot of work. And in order to get paid, you'd have to just do a bunch of voices and have something that's, like, steady, like a show, not, like, just a movie.
Yeah, but he was only in Regular Show for, like, 2 seasons, I think.
Think so too. I'm not too sure. Yeah. I didn't follow it that much. I would just like watch it casually.
No, I'm well versed in Regular Show lore, I think. I don't know.
I like SpongeBob lore. All time.
SpongeBob lore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What lore is her in that show? Other than that Squidward's a bitch ass nigga.
If you
that
know, cries you know. Too
much. Like everything.
You're a lot
before...
like Squidward, actually, Andre.
That is not true.
That is very
true. I think it actually is. That's pretty accurate.
How am I Squidward?
I'm Squidward. You're Squidward. We're all Squidward.
Yeah, you're Squidward. I'm Squilliam.
Ooh.
Squilliam. That's the hill you want to die on? Squilliam was even somehow more of a bitch-ass nigga than Squidward.
No, he was not. He was
yes, he was. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Wow, that's crazy. Really showing your true colors today, Pat.
Doesn't he, like, own a mansion?
Andre, so everything before the SpongeBob movie is canon, and I think everything after isn't canon. All the good episodes are canon, and then everything else is, like, fan fiction.
Yeah, but, like, what, like, plot did those episodes contribute to? What's the plot? The story
was like getting a job. First day of work. Yeah.
And then he was trying to make it at the Krusty Krab. And then you had some episodes where he focused on other.
He wouldn't get it.
That's pretty much it.
He just won't get it. It's okay if you can't comprehend it.
Bro, like, they literally met Santa Claus.
Yeah. And tell me that's not hard.
And David Hasselhoff. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a pretty deep and expansive lore. If you pay attention, you have to pay attention to the through lines, though.
Dude, there's like fire underwater. Like, that's how cool it is.
True. I might have to rewatch to watch from a new perspective, a new lens.
So we have like 10 minutes left. Do you guys want to get into the mystery category?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Can I guess first?
Yeah, you can guess.
Is it not being cringe?
No, he would never be able to do that job.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
What would there be interesting about me if I'm not cringe anymore? Tell me.
The go ahead.
Andre.
Introduce the mystery category, but that's
fine. You just destroyed my entire argument. That was a good point.
I mean, his head would still be huge. That's pretty interesting. Imagine Pave, but with like a fuckboy haircut, like he has a perm, like with a fade.
I look so retarded.
He wears Balenci's and a Gucci belt. He would look like a badass. Well, that's basically your little brother.
Yeah, that is my little brother. He acts exactly like that little black boy.
Yeah. So, if Pave wasn't cringe, he would just be his little brother.
Yeah.
Yo, how old is he now?
He's 18 now.
God damn.
Yeah, right. Mystery category.
Oh, fuck. Hold up.
He beat you in Fortnite. Remember that?
Hold up. Yeah. Wait, chill.
Chick. I scammed him too.
I just matched with a chick on Bumble.
Uh-huh.
She's bad.
You're gonna show us?
She's cute. She's like white. Do I screenshot? Is it like? Is it gonna notify if I screenshot? No, it won't tell. Okay. Hold up. This might be We Are Douchebags history. Oh wait, I can't let we're gonna have to kick Nugget out so she doesn't see that I'm looking for.
Or you can just like delete it afterwards.
Oh, okay, that's true. Okay, I sent it.
Oh, that's a dude.
That's a dude.
It's not. Hello.
She's alright. Oh, she's got a bunch of tat. Am I gonna fuck a chick that has a full sleeve?
Yeah. Like three times.
You said yeah, three times. Okay.
My personal hell is rude people, bro. It's already over for you, CJ. You're a douchebag.
Oh, fuck. You're right. How long do I wait to DM?
It's Bumble, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought you couldn't. I thought it was only the woman that did.
Oh shit! You're right. Never mind. How long do you think she's gonna wait before DMing me?
I think she's gonna say like hi, and then you say hey, and then that's it.
Yeah, probably. Fine. She's gonna be too intimidated. Wait, what pictures do I have on here?
Getting a little bit of a sidetrack.
Shot on here. Yeah, I have a back shot on there, but that's like the sluttiest thing I have. I should change it to just like completely slutty pictures. Okay. Anyways. Mystery category for this week is puppy groomer.
You know, no, I would not do that. Reason being is because like I find it annoying.
You would get too turned on.
No, it's annoying. It's annoying.
You would get too
having
yeah,
to bathe dogs because all they do is bitch bark and like bite. Giving my dog a bath is like the worst thing ever.
Do you shower with your dog?
No, I don't, CJ. Never but done anything with animals. Yeah.
But you're a furry. You want to fuck a rabbit.
Judy Hopps, yeah.
I mean, it has a 20 in furry vision for obvious reasons. So not only are you a furry, you're also a furry pedophile because it says puppy groomer specifically.
Shit. I feel like I would never... Well, first of all, I can't even start a business.
That's not how the math's working out. It's one of the highest ones. It's the third highest one on this list, I think. I think that could change. You know what? I will protect these puppies. Okay? I don't want you raping them.
Defend them with my life. With my sword. Yeah.
Honestly, we're going to have to keep Pave away from these animals.
You are right about the... Why is the math at a 3? I think the math would be at a 0. That has nothing to do with math.
Well, you would have to like measure their hair when you cut it and stuff. It's not a lot of math, but it's still a little math.
Like, what if you have to add up all the services
that they pay? Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. So you're saying it should go up?